The latest from podnews.net, and we start with an exclusive today. There's been a significant increase in one-star reviews in Apple Podcasts since the 1st of July. That's according to analytics company Chartable, which tracks rankings and reviews across a number of podcast directories. Of the most one-voted, four of the top 10 shows are true crime podcasts, including the number one. Obscura had over 663 one-star ratings by Sunday without a review, and a number of those ratings still appear in the US store at the time of going to press. But not to worry, ratings don't count for the Apple Podcasts trending chart, and in any case, Apple Podcasts is only used by 50% of podcast listeners anyway. Fireside is changing its stats to better align with the IAB standards, it's told its customers in a newsletter. The company tells us it's currently considering IAB certification. The open source podcast directory GPodder is looking for a new maintainer before the end of the year. It's integrated into several podcast clients. This podcaster is charging his guests $275 per session, and they seem to love it. It's a clickbaity title, but it covers Murmur from a Turkish podcaster. You also get a Turkish fortune reading thrown in for your $275. Hidden in the story, landlords got concerned with the amount of strangers he had visiting to take part in his podcast, and he was thrown out twice. And has the true crime podcast Hide and Seek forced a confession? We link to a story in our episode notes and our newsletter today that rather suggests that it might have done. If you're a podcast developer, you may be seeing podcasts downloaded by a user agent called Googlebot Video. Google have confirmed to us that this user agent is used to index audio for all Google products, including Google Podcasts. The audio is used as a signal for ranking and recommendation, says Google's Zach Renaud-Wadeen to us. They've told us they plan to update their developer's guide accordingly, and you should probably categorize it as a bot. And that change, it's already in an open user agents list on GitHub. We link to that today from our episode notes and our newsletter. There's an accompanying Slack group too. If you'd like an invite, we can help with that. Updates at podnews.net. And we've updated our RSS feed today, including show notes that are now correctly to the spec, with the description field without any HTML and content encoded with some HTML. Ooh, if that's broken stuff for you, we'd be really keen to find out. Screenshots would be great. Updates at podnews.net. And in podcasts today, we highlight Scale Up, a show about startups founded in Melbourne in Australia. Unspoken stories about real stories, from the joys of parenthood to what happens when things don't go according to plan. The Screenster podcast is an industry insider look at the film and television world. Birthday Skin is a skincare podcast on a mission to make skincare less confusing and mundane. And 9XM Soundcast E is a music podcast with a difference and a funny name. It's from India's largest music channel network and an interview with some of Bollywood's biggest music stars. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.